next on All Access.
Let's go, Danny.
Dominate on three. One, two, three. Dominate.
Brady pumps under pressure. Hit as he releases. Deep to the end to the left side. Catch is made. Touchdown for Aaron Dobson.
Fellas, that's the kind of football team we need here. Okay, for 60 minutes, not 30.
I knew he wasn't going to land in bounds, so I just told him to be back. If I'm running fast, I'm going to stay on field. He's running across field, so when he jumped, he would just land it out of bounds.
Tip drill executed to perfection.
You want to be a freak, you got to come see the freak. This is Coach Moffitt, the baddest dude in the land when it comes to staying in shape.
Having really a true nose tackle on our team or that can really anchor in the middle of the formation. It felt like that, Isaac could do that, and he's done that, for two organizations.
Cities, but a tale of two halves. Luckily for the Patriots, 30 minutes of football was good enough. Hello and welcome to Patriots All Access presented by Geico. I'm Steve Burton. That win helped the Patriots reclaim control of the AFC East. Another win before the bye would get them a 7-2 record. To do that, they'll have to knock off a proud Pittsburgh team. We'll break down the Steelers. But before we do, let's take an inside look back at the victory over the Dolphins.
The sounds of the game are brought to you by Bose, the official sound of the New England Patriots.
Dominate on three. One, two, three. Dominate.
Let's go, baby. Let's go. Time to play our best football
for
60 minutes. Let's go.
Let's go, Danny.
Third down, fellas. It's on us. We cover, we win today. Just shut people down, we win.
It's our house. It's always been our house, no matter what happens. In the past, during the present, and during the future, we take care of our business.
The quarterback looks to the end zone, scrambling right under pressure, throws to the back of the end zone, touchdown for Gibson.
It looks like they're not coming into the game trying to hold the ball and get sacked like they've been doing. So, looks like the philosophy is get it out quick with quick three-step drops.
Shotgun snap to Brady. Looking to his right. Under pressure. Down he goes.
We got to go out there and stay out there for a while, fellas. We're not getting anything done offensively.
Hand off to Stephen Ridley. Runs it up the middle with a stiff arm. Across the 45, near side 50. Ridley speeding into Miami territory. And brought down by Clemens, the safety. Brady pumps under pressure. Hit as he releases. Deep to the end to the left side. Catch is made. Touchdown for Aaron Dobson.
Come on now.
Dan Hill on a deep drop. Pressured by Logan Ryan. Comes on a corner blitz with a strip sack. And Rob Ninkovich has it. And off the ball and runs it left, runs it to the end zone, wrestled across the pylon, touchdown.
Hey, go, guys!
We gotta keep this going.
We're gonna keep scoring. Let's go. We're gonna keep scoring.
Try to get the fourth quarter started. We're gonna need to hammer this thing late, right? Okay.
And off to Blunt, runs it up the middle, a burst across midfield. LeGarrette Blunt trips up and then dives to the 40-yard line. Another first down carry for Blunt. Hand off to Ridley, speeding to the left side, diving to the end zone. Touchdown.
It's way to get us down there. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go.
Don't let him off the hook. Play him inside out.
Daniel from the gun again, pressured and brought down. Another sack for Chris Jones.
Way to fight. Good game, man. That's what I'm talking about. Make your plays.
Oh, yeah.
All right, fellas. Well, there it is. 30 good minutes of football. Everybody doing their job. And it definitely all came together just like it usually does. Not trying to make it all happen at once, but it just happens when we do it right. And it's all about us. That was a hell of a job in the third quarter, and that was a hell of a job in the second half. Fellas, that's the kind of football team we need here, okay, for 60 minutes, not 30, all right? That's a good job. That's the way to fight back, play your ass off. We got to do it again next week. All right, so let's get ready to roll here. That's a good football game in the second half, fellas. That's the way we need to play.
Yes, sir.
All the time. All the time. That's what we're capable of.
Hi, I'm Bob Soucy, the voice of the Patriots for 98.5 The Sports Hub. This Sunday, the Patriots will entertain a longtime conference rival who's won a league-high 6 Super Bowl titles. But the Pittsburgh Steelers will stagger into Foxborough at 2-5. Still, as much as they've changed, enough remains the same to make them dangerous. With quarterback Ben Roethlisberger, no play is over until it's truly over. And led by the instinctive Troy Polamalu, their defense can stop you before you get started. It's the Steelers and the Patriots, and we know what that usually means, from the first play until the last. And that's the view from the booth for Patriots All Access. I'm Bob Soucy.
Time now for Coffee with the Coach, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
Time to sit down now with the coach. Coach Belichick joins me. And Coach, congratulations on another division win. Things didn't go the way I think you wanted them to go in the first half. You sat here about a week ago and you said, I didn't have any magic buttons to push as to what the woes were in the third or fourth quarter. But what did you see? What changed from half to half?
Well, I think we just did things better. There wasn't really a big change in strategy or game planning or anything like that at the half. We just really tried to continue to run the ball offensively. That opened up some play-action passes. We were able to get some stops on third down and turn the ball back over. You know, obviously the strip sack was a big play. The blocked field goal was a big play. And we had a couple long touchdown drives in the second half, which were just a sequence of good, solid plays. As usual, good football prevails.
All right, I think we look at number 95, Chandler Jones. You see Ninkovich on the other side, number 50. Fans know those guys. You know the middle linebackers. You see Hightower. You see Spikes. Volano and Chris Jones. Joe Volano and Chris Jones. I've talked to you this before, even with the radio interview. Their roles and how they became role players into what their roles are now with the football team. How important are they to your defense?
Well, their roles have ended up becoming big ones. I mean, their starters have been out there pretty much every play because of some injury situations we had with other guys, but they've done a good job. Chris, of course, came to us in the second week of the season, and I don't think he was active the first week, just played a little bit in the third week, but then, he's been playing quite a bit since then, and Joe was kind of in the rotation there with Vince and Tommy Kelly, and then, after Vince got hurt, and then Tommy in the Cincinnati game, then Joe's, kind of moved into that spot as well, so those guys have played a lot of good football for us the past few weeks, and they certainly got a long way to go, but they've more than held their own, and they've made a lot of positive plays to help us win.
All right, you've helped them out a little bit, too. You make a trade for Isaac Sopawaga. I think I said that correctly. just call him the S-man. What did you see in him maybe back to practicing against him this summer?
Yeah, well, he had a real good start to his career in San Francisco. Big guy that runs well, strong, very powerful, obviously experienced, and we did work against him in Philadelphia, but with Vince out and, not having really a true nose tackle on our team like that, big guy, 300-plus pounder that can really anchor in the middle of the formation, we felt like that, Isaac could do that, and he's done that, for two organizations, both at Philadelphia and at San Francisco. He's an experienced player, and we felt that he'd be able to come in and, pick things up and hopefully give us some plays in there.
All right, Coach, great stuff. Coach will rejoin me later in the show as we talk about the Pittsburgh Steelers, but more of All Access right after this.
Coming up on All Access.
We go back to school with Stephen Ridley as he shows us how he prepares for an NFL season.
During the season, we don't have as much time to lift, so this is the time that we get to come in and just focus on the areas that we want to focus on.
There we go. Good job.
But first, we'll explain what's behind new punter Ryan Allen's love of the game of football.
There's a good emphasis of physicality mixed with the team atmosphere and what you have to do strategically.
You're watching Patriots All Access.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots, pursuing performance excellence for 75 years. And by Gillette, the official shave of the Patriots. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots. Patriots All Access is presented by GEICO.
Put my city on and my committee on. I got everybody looking at me.
What I love most about the game probably is just how differently each game can go and how big of a team, like a collective team effort that it takes to win a specific game in football. There's a good emphasis of physicality mixed with the team atmosphere and what you have to do strategically to, you know, to win. And it's just, it's a good blend. It's a very physical game, and it's a man's sport, and it's fun. It just traces back to kind of my early childhood. I can remember stories my mom telling me when I was probably, I think, like 5 or 6 years old, of being playing with a little Nerf basketball hoop in my Space Jam Looney Tunes jersey. I used to simulate crowd noise and all that kind of stuff just because, I don't know, it was kind of like an instinct. I just loved the aspect of competition. As far as why I play football, you know, it's just something I love to do. I love a bunch of other sports as well, but this is something I excelled at, and I worked hard at it, and it got me to where I am today. No, there's only 32 teams, and there's thousands of extremely talented athletes out there that hundreds of them don't have jobs right now. So it's a lot of, you know, timing and all that kind of stuff. And so, you know, I just kind of kept a overall broad outlook on it, and I just tried to work as hard as I could to give myself an opportunity. And in the end, it was well worth it.
Allen has been pretty consistent in his rookie season. Welcome back to All Access presented by Geico. The man Allen replaced, Zoltán Mezco. He was cut by the Steelers earlier this week. What kind of challenges will the rest of the team present? Here's Brian Lowe with some answers.
Last year, it was Aqib Talib. This year, it's Isaac Sopoaga. Trade deadline deals may be rare in the NFL, but for the second straight season, the Pats have recognized a midseason need, identified a player that can help, and made a move to acquire him. They'd be thrilled if their newest big body in the middle of the defensive line works out as well as last year's new cornerback.
A dream come true, to be honest. You know, respect these guys the last 10 years, you know. And it's just an awesome feeling.
So that brings us to Week 9, the start of November, and a second straight home game for the Pats. After putting together a sensational second half in a win over Miami last Sunday.
Deep to the end zone, left side. Catch is made. Touchdown for Aaron Dobson.
It's a matchup with Pittsburgh this week. The Steelers reach Week 6 before winning their first game of 2013, and they come to Foxborough at just 2-5. Ben Roethlisberger and company don't have the same aura that we're used to seeing from one of the Pats' chief rivals of the last dozen years. But perhaps that makes them even more dangerous entering Sunday.
We know this isn't going to be any type of easy game or anything. It's going to be a good football game. You know, it's going to be a tough physical game, and we got to match their physicality.
Even though the Pats have won quite a few more than they've lost this season, they can look at the scores of their 8 games and see that many of them came down to the wire. Their margin for error this season is small, and they know they can't overlook any team, let alone one with a quarterback that has a pair of Super Bowl wins in his recent past. This Patriots team just wants to string them together.
This is, you know, the mid part of the season. It, you know, we've been at it for a while, and you know, you have, you know, mental toughness, discipline, doing the right thing, making right decisions. That's when this becomes part of football season.
So the Patriots have their bye week to look forward to following Sunday's game. Since 2001, they've only lost 3 times in their final game before the week off. For the many rookies on this team in particular, it will be a useful breather after all. Including preseason, the Patriots will have played 13 games, the equivalent of a full college season plus a bowl game. At CBS Scene, I'm Brian Lowe for Patriots All Access.
All right, B-Lo, thank you very much. Joining me now is Patriots defensive back Marquise Cole. And first thing I want to go to is the play you made, because that play was absolutely phenomenal. Let's describe it. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about that tip drill and the communication that you guys had together.
Well, it was a great play by Devin. He came out the middle of the field and was able to read the ball. And as he jumped up to get it, you know, I told him, tip it.
You're actually telling him to tip it?
Yeah, he would have landed out of bounds.
Right.
Yeah, so he was able to tip it back, and I got my feet in.
Yeah, the timing of it.
Yeah.
And you had the presence of mind to yell, tip it,
Now, do you guys practice that during the week?
No, that's not just come natural.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, everybody think they can catch the ball, so you catch the ball on the sideline and stuff like that, get your feet inbounds, but never like a tip drill on the sideline or anything like that.
That was absolutely fascinating. And yet you had to know to yell the word tip it, and he got the message.
Yeah, well, because I seen him break. He had a great break on the ball.
Right.
So I was seeing him, he was going to be able to make a play on it. So.
But you knew he couldn't catch it? Is that the deal?
Yeah, he was running so fast. I knew he wasn't going to be able to land in bounds because he jumped high, everything. So I knew he wasn't going to land in bounds. So I just told him to be back.
So how did you land in bounds, though? I mean, you got to have the presence of mind to keep your feet.
Well, he's running this way.
Right.
Fast. So, I mean, I'm running this way. So if I'm running fast, I'm going to stay on field. He's running across field. So when he jumped, he would have just landed out of bounds.
And first you had to look for the ball.
Yeah.
Look for the ball first, and then you look down at the ground?
Yeah. And then I lean, like, because I knew I was going to fall. So I'm, like, leaning, trying to keep my feet in bounds. Yeah.
What a great play. Tell me about the year you're having, because you're getting more playing time with Aqib Talib out, and you're making the most of it.
Yeah, well, ups and downs in this league, it's a part of the game. So, you know, with the transactions happening, just kept my mind on the goal, you know what I'm saying, get out there and play ball, and when my number's called, just to be ready.
You're a great special teams player. Tell me about what it's like playing special teams for the Patriots and what you have to do to stay on the field.
It's a third of the game, so, and it's a heavy emphasis here, and for me to be able to go out there and contribute is huge, so it adds value to me on this team.
One last thing, and I will wrap you up right after this. Tackling Ben Roethlisberger, a quarterback that you guys have to go after, but you cannot hit this guy high.
Right. You can't hit him low either. it'll be a big challenge, but we up for it. You know, just got to go in there with the mindset of getting to him and getting him down.
All right, well, good luck to you.
All right, thank you.
Marquise Cole, our guest. We'll be back with more Patriots All Access right after this.
Now for our High School Coach of the Week. And this week, we select Leominster coach Dave Palazzi. The Blue Devils clinched the number one seed in the upcoming Division II playoffs with a big win over Shrewsbury. Presenting the award is Patriots Hall of Fame linebacker Andre Tippett. The Patriots Charitable Foundation will donate $1,000 to the Leominster High School football program in the name of Dave Palazzi. Congratulations.
Hi, I'm Christian Fourier with this week's edition of the SB Live Point Counterpoint Debate. All right, the trade deadline came and went. The question is, did the Patriots get the right guy at the right position?
It fills a need, but it doesn't fill the biggest need, which of course is offensive production. Where that comes from, I don't know, but it certainly didn't come at the trade deadline.
Isaac Sopoaga is a fire hydrant defensive tackle in the middle of a defense. He's not Vince Wilfork, but this Patriots run defense has been putrid since Wilfork went down. They needed a big body to take some pressure off Chris Jones, take some pressure off Joe Villano. Isaac Sopoaga can get that job done and stiffen up the middle.
The answer is yes. Isaac Sopoaga is exactly what this defense needed. A big, girthy, big run stopper. Chris Jones, Joe Villano, those guys are doing great. But you need some veteran leadership in there to take over that production that you lost with Vince Wilfork. All right, enough about me. What do you guys think? Hit me up at patriots.com/PCPDebate and tell me what you think. I'm Christian Fourier with this week's edition of the SBLI Point Counterpoint Debate.
For the most compelling Patriots talk in season, listen to Patriots Football Weekly in Progress every Tuesday through Thursday from noon to 2 p.m.
We're back with head coach Bill Belichick as we talk about the Pittsburgh Steelers. Got off to a tough start, but that's a franchise that has been there. You've had some classic battles against them. You flip on the tape. What do you see when you look at Pittsburgh?
I think you pretty much see what we've always seen from the Steelers. And, you know, as you said, they've lost some games. They've been real close games, tough games. They've gone right down to the last possession for the most part, and they've really been very competitive, been in every game. So they're not getting really outclassed by anybody. They've just had a couple things that haven't gone their way. We know what that feels like, but they, you know, they're solid on offense, they're solid on defense, and and they're solid in the kicking game. You know, they got good returners. They lead the league in kickoff coverage, and they can certainly score with Roethlisberger and Bell and the runners, and they're good on defense. Always disruptive over there.
You mentioned Roethlisberger. This is a week where you've got a quarterback in Ryan Mallett, who's your backup, kind of same size, not as heavy. How much does that help you in preparing this to give your defense a good look as to what Ben Roethlisberger is going to do against you guys?
I think that Ryan can simulate Ben pretty well as far as being able to throw the ball way down the field with a lot of, you know, a lot of air, a lot of velocity on it, and a big guy that can stand in the pocket and kind of do it sort of like Ben does. We're not hitting the quarterbacks anyway, so that's not really an issue. We were doing that. We should put Nate Solder back there and let him be the scout.
Or Gronkowski, right? I'm sure he could do it too, right?
That's about what it is. But Ryan does a good job for us every week preparing us. But you know, he'll give us a good look on Roethlisberger with his style of play and being able to throw the ball down the field like Ben does.
All right, Coach. Time now for the Ace Ticket Twitter question of the week, and it comes from Jeff Benson of Newton, talking about the trade deadline. Sat here before, and you talked about how difficult it is to make trades at the deadline, yet you've been able to do it. Why is that?
Well, it takes two to trade. You've got to have somebody to trade with, and I think that Nick Caserio really worked with the Eagles and kind of went back and forth on it, but then at the last minute, the last couple hours, it just kind of came together, and he finally called me. We were down game planning on Pittsburgh and said, I think we got this done. If we want to go ahead and do it. And so, we talked about it and felt like, really for what we were giving up to have Sepulveda, that it was, it was worth it. And so we went ahead and pulled the trigger.
All right, Coach, good stuff. If you want to ask the coach a question, you got to follow us on Twitter, @Patriots, #AskBB, Bellastrator against the Steelers. What are we looking at?
Well, we got to start with Troy Polamalu. He's an exciting player to watch. You just hate to play against him, but he's fun to watch when he's going against somebody else.
Got nice hair. You can't touch the hair now. It's part of the uniform, right? All right, stay tuned right there. More Patriots All Access right after this. Then we got the Bellastrator.
Coming up on All Access.
Stephen Ridley shows us how he gets ready to play professional football.
When the season rolls around, I want to be primed and ready to go.
And later, an old rival is headed to Foxborough. We'll find out what concerns Coach Belichick the most about the Pittsburgh Steelers.
You can watch the power he runs with when he gets downhill. He can really drop his shoulder and deliver a blow.
You're watching Patriots All Access.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots. And by Subway. The Hunger Games Catching Fire is now at Subway. Find codes on 30-ounce collectible cups for your chance to win a trip to the Hollywood movie premiere. Subway, where victors eat. And by Ace Ticket, the official fan travel partner of the Patriots. For information, call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. This player profile is brought to you by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access, presented by GEICO. A year ago, there was no question that Stephen Ridley was the lead back, as he rushed for over 1,200 yards and scored 12 touchdowns. This year, after battling injuries and a revamped running back group, his production is getting closer to a year ago. There's no question about his effort or about the work he puts in, as we found out on a summer day in Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Always come back and prepare with my college strength coach because I'm a firm believer in the same thing that got me to the league is the same thing that's going to keep me in the league. I mean, I guess I'm kind of superstitious, but it's just good people to be around. It's small, it's an easy life, but we come back and we work hard and we prepare ourselves for each year that we go into the next upcoming season. I'll just tell y'all a little bit about the wall here, man. It's the all-SEC wall, and I tell y'all what, y'all definitely know this name here, and I'm still following in this guy's footsteps because not only did he have an awesome career here, he had an awesome career up in New England. So if I can do half of what, Big Falk did, man, I'll be in great position down the road. For me, it just shows you the hard work and how this program prepares players for the future and in the NFL. So I was so fortunate enough that I was chosen to be on this wall, and I mean, it's been pretty awesome to say that
They really had me up there, and I say this, hard work always pays off, and here's the proof for it. So for me, it's just how long can I keep it going? Come here, Earl. My guy, right here. You want to be a freak, you got to come see the freak. This is Coach Moffitt, the baddest dude in the land when it comes to staying in shape and staying on top of your stuff, man. During the season, we don't have as much time to lift, so this is the time that we get to come in and just focus on the areas that we want to focus on. So for me, being a running back, or really any football player, I try to get my power cleans in because all your explosion comes through your hips.
There we go. Good job.
Free workout. I don't have to pay anybody. I can come in here and get in tip-top shape. Harold and Moses will be happy. As long as I come in at my weight, Coach Belichick will be happy. And then if Coach Belichick's happy, my team's happy. When the season rolls around, I want to be primed and ready to go. I don't have stuff anything, man. So I come in and I put my time in and I bust my butt. I enjoy being in here. I enjoy being around my old coaches, my old teammates. It's fun for me to come back home and just to be able to relax, but also get some work in.
As you can see, this is all the motivation you need to come in and get a good workout, man. So, hey, you get it in every day.
You know, strive to be a winner. I won a championship, and I know that that only comes through hard work. Prime example, you look at Tom Brady. You don't hear or see from Tom a lot, but on the field, that's our leader.
Hey, you got the mic to the safety. So the guy who I point to the safety.
What does he do? He goes out there. He's one of the most successful quarterbacks to ever play the game. He doesn't have to say he's a leader. He doesn't have to say follow me. You look at a guy and you just follow what he does. And for me, that's my focus. Is that I don't have to say anything. I just let my work talk.
Hand off to Ridley, speeding to the left side, diving to the end zone. Touchdown.
And if you just follow that, and I can follow my leader, Brady, and I think we'll be in a position to be successful every year and have a shot at winning the championship.
Ridley turns it right at the 40. He's up to the 45, spins off the hit, goes to the ground. Ball is on the ground. I believe the Ravens have recovered it, and I think Ridley is out cold.
Everybody saw it. It was on national TV. For me to go out of the game, knocked out, unconscious, like, that's never happened before. And for me, that'll forever be a fire that I have up under me to know that I'm a game away from the Super Bowl. You know, I've been to a national championship, but I didn't play in a national championship. I went to a Super Bowl, but I didn't play in a Super Bowl. I'm a game away, and I get knocked out. You know what I mean? So it's like I've been close, but I want to finish it, man. I want to finish it. I'm on a team. I'm with a coaching staff. I'm with some players that I know can get us there. We just have to push and get over the hump. So that's my driving force year in and year out. And I don't want to just do it in the season. I want to do it beforehand so I can go out there and know that I'm doing my job and carrying my load.
Time now for Turf, brought to you by Gillette. It's Pittsburgh Steelers week. It seems like a divisional game. They play them so darn much, but big AFC game. Hey, Pittsburgh, Ben Roethlisberger throwing the ball 70% of the time.
Yeah,
ton of sacks. Yep. They're not good up front, pass protected, so what do they got to do?
They have a new back in Le'Veon Bell, rookie out of Michigan State. They're going to run the ball. This is a 31st ranked defense the Steelers are going against, but we did get some help this week. Isaac Sopuaga, he's there. He's in the middle. So Le'Veon Bell, listen, I'll be the big back out of Michigan State. We have trouble up in the middle. So let's just say the first thing he's going to do is look inside. If it's not there, he's bouncing it out. And backs have had a lot of success going outside on the Patriots. So let's show what Chandler Jones and Rob Ninkovich are going to do. You be the oversized tight end right here on the line.
Thanks a lot.
Okay, so you're going to come right at me real quick. I'm going to press right away. Hands are inside. And what I want to do is push the line of scrimmage back.
If he decides to bounce it out, I'm going to leave my outside hand free.
That's the key.
And then all I got to do is just widen it and then grab him, wait for help to come by. The key is for him to not peek inside, because here's what he can't do. Same steps there, Zolak. Bam. Poke it inside, and then he pushes me down.
That's all I'm going to do is push you down into where Chris Jones, where Villano are. Now, you go back to last week against Miami. Patriots gave up three big runs around left end. The good thing about the Patriots, they never really make the same mistakes. You got to think they're trying to set that edge this week.
You got to set the edge, and you got to be ready for the drop kick. I'm doing it now.
Thanks, guys. The Patriots are looking to improve to 7-2 with a win over the Steelers at Gillette Stadium on Sunday. I'm Jackie Britton, and here's what to look for. Sebastian Vollmer was placed on season-ending IR this week, but the show must go on, so that means you can look to Marcus Cannon and Will Zvitek to step up in that role this weekend. And Troy Polamalu is one of the best safeties in the NFL and a leader of the fourth-ranked Steelers defense. Now, can the Patriots, who have improved their red zone offense, find a way to outsmart him on Sunday? And can the sack man Chandler Jones bring down Ben Roethlisberger? Well, Big Ben is known for shaking off defenders and extending plays, but he's yet to face Jones, who's the team leader right now with the most sacks this season. That will do it for this week's storylines. Now let's jump right into our opponent news, brought to you by GEICO.
The opponent news is brought to you by GEICO.
Despite struggling through their first seven games, the Steelers are battle-tested. They hope that the sight of Belichick and Brady across the field will bring out the best in them.
The guy that's done it for as long as he has, that's won the championships, and I'll sit there and watch closely. I hope that he has the worst game ever because our defense plays that great. I mean, that's what you hope every time.
I mean, it doesn't matter who we playing. You know, coming off a loss, you know, we just have to get back going. You know, no matter who's back there, quarterback, we have to go out there and stop the mistakes.
That's the conversation in Pittsburgh. Now let's send things over to Scott Zolak and Bill Belichick, because it's time for the Belistrator.
All right, we're back, and it's time for the Belistrator now, brought to you by Putnam. And, Coach, you got a big game against the Pittsburgh Steelers this week. A lot of problems. Let's get to these problems.
Well, it seems like it always starts with Troy Polamalu. Here he is trying to time up a blitz against Tennessee. And as usual, his timing and instinctiveness are very good, and gets across the line of scrimmage just as the quarterback takes the ball from center. This guy is really an aggressive, disruptive player. He can ruin a game. It's the type of guy you just have to know where he is every time.
He almost did that on a field goal, too.
He does it all the time. Yeah. You know, here it is against Cincinnati, where he, you know, shoots the gap in there between the center and the guard, gets in the backfield, makes another play for a loss. Kind of never know where he's going to show up. Sometimes it's outside, sometimes it's inside. This is a third down and one short yardage play against Minnesota. Of course, you know, they have a great back in Adrian Peterson. And, a lot of times even the offensive linemen that are trying to block him, they're a lot bigger than he is. They can't get him because of his quickness and his leverage. And there's another stop in the backfield, by Polamalu. So he's a guy we're really going to have to do a good job on. Same thing in the Baltimore game. Here he is coming off the outside on a short yardage play. He runs right across both these receivers for the Ravens that can't block him. Knifes right in there and makes the play for a short yardage stop.
And Flacco's not a young pup. I mean, he's doing it against young quarterbacks, older quarterbacks, veteran guys. So you got to mix that snap count up.
Yeah, he's got great timing. Of course, Bell has missed the first couple games of the season. Now he's back, and you can really see the kind of speed and athleticism he has on this sweep play to the offensive left. So there's Roethlisberger with the handoff. Bell kind of skips in here, bounces it out. And then you can watch the power he runs with when he gets downhill. You know, he can really drop his shoulder and deliver a blow. So excellent back with good quickness, good speed, and obviously good power. We're going to have to do a good job wrapping him up.
All right, Coach, good stuff. Good luck in the big game against Pittsburgh.
Thank you.
Big AFC game, all right? There's your Belistrator. More Patriots All Access right after this.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam, celebrating 75 years of service to financial advisors, their clients, and institutions worldwide. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots. And by Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots.
We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Romeo.
And I'm Shauna. And this week on Totally Patriots, Danny Amendola gets tilted.
I remember being in the back of the theater being like, what has my life come to? I have my hood up by myself in the back of the movies and I'm crying.
That's right. Plus, we'll sit down with your favorite players in Pat's Chat. It all happens this Saturday morning at 10 on MyTV 38.
Oh my gosh, Eric.
Making dreams come true. That's what the Patriots did this past week at practice.
Oh, that fits perfect.
As part of the Make-A-Wish program, the Patriots granted wishes to six families.
Hi, Jerry. How are you? Nice to meet you.
Carolina here. Not only did they receive the VIP treatment from owner Robert Kraft.
You know these guys?
No.
Are they Dolphin players?
Patriots.
Huh?
Patriots.
They were also able to play football with the likes of Tom Brady and Rob Gronkowski.
Who wants to catch some passes? Gronk's pretty fast, but I think you're a little quicker than he is. All right, Ben, you're up. Come over here. Yeah.
I'm out of breath.
I think the wind got that ball.
Oh, that's good.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access, everyone, in our Bob's Discount Furniture Studios. Time now for our panel discussion with Mike Reese and Paul Perillo. And the first thing I want to ask you guys is, the Patriots got away with it, playing 30 minutes of football against the Miami Dolphins. They can't continue to do that, though, right?
No, especially the way they're playing offensively. I don't think you want to dig too many holes for yourself. You don't want to give two touchdown leads to opponents. But listen, you know, we've seen this before. It's been inconsistent, but they find a way. I mean, obviously, that's not the way you want to go into games. I'm sure Bill would tell us, you know, well, Paul, you know, it wasn't our plan to fall behind by two touchdowns. You know? We always want to get off to a fast start, but, you know, it is what it is, yeah, as he says.
They can do it in the regular season against some opponents like the Dolphins, maybe like the Steelers this week. But when you get to those upper-tier teams, Steve, like the Broncos, when we look ahead to late November, a game that many have sort of circled as a key game for the team, not going to be good enough.
I want to give Bill Belichick some credit because when you look at Belichick, he always remains calm for the most part. Even when they're behind, he doesn't panic. When they're ahead, he doesn't celebrate. And that's why the Patriots play a lot off of Belichick. There's no question about that. But this team is never out of a football game.
No.
Like the Miami Dolphins.
No, absolutely. That's true. And we've seen that even in games.
Do you agree with that?
I do. I think that he does have a calmness about him that permeates the team. I don't think you see them panic when they fall behind big and I think we've seen them, even in games that they've wound up losing, you don't see them get waxed too often where, you know,
right.
The end of the game is just, you know, the last 10 minutes is glorified garbage time. You always see them sort of find a way to stay in the game and get enough points on the board so you make the other team execute. They don't give you anything. And that's what, to me, that's the way the second half started off. They found a way to get a stop down there. They got a big sack that made it a longer field goal. They ended up missing the field goal. And before you knew it was 17-10, game on.
I've always sort of felt like every team takes on the personality of its coach. You know, and for Bill Belichick, to me, that personality is consistency. You're going to get the same guy day in and day out. That's what he wants from his players. You know, give me the same thing day in and day out so I know what I'm going to get.
And he always preaches, do your job. And he does it so well. Belichick never gets rattled.
And I'll just add in here, this could be his best coaching job since 2008 when they lost Brady and really had to recalibrate things on offense. The defensive losses here with Wilfork and Mayo and Tlaib the last couple games, that's about as significant as it gets. And they're moving pieces around. Very impressive to watch.
And speaking of Brady, what's the deal with Brady's hand? How serious is it? And obviously he came alive in the second half and was able to do his thing.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I can only take him at his word. I know he keeps telling us to not worry about it. He's fine. You know, a quarterback this far into the season, he's feeling good. But I'm just looking at it, what I'm seeing, watching my eyes. Early in that game against the Jets, early in the second half, it looked like there was something that happened. He went 11 for 28 from there on. He's throwing for 116 yards for a game against Miami. That's a quarter for him. So clearly there's something wrong. The passing game is not where you want. But, again,
he's able to come back.
Look at the spots. To me, the picking up the blitz to get the touchdown pass and the great double move that Aaron Dobson makes down, 14-yard right. touchdown, to me, that's Tom Brady. It's up here as much as it is anything he does physical. And he still has that.
Even the pass to Gronk that didn't count.
Yeah, it was a good throw. Yep. Steve, to me, it's a concern. Anything with Brady is a concern because I think, you know, that's a game changer. As even though he hasn't played as well as I think many, you know, have seen him play over the years this year, to me, you lose him and it changes the picture completely. So it is a concern. I echo Paul's point. I thought the throw to Dobson was a really good throw. So if it was that bad, I wouldn't think he would be able to make that. So just something to watch going forward.
Prediction time.
They find a way 27-16.
I'm right around Paul at 27-20 for the Patriots.
All right, guys. Hopefully they improve to 7-2 on the year. All right, well, that will do it for this week's edition of Patriots All Access. From Mike Reese and Paul Perillo, I'm Steve Burton. Have a great week, everyone. See you later.